I'm very happy now to welcome Margaret Denny. She is an artist and architect. Her exhibition at Wheelhouse Art here in Santa Fe is called Here and Now, Now and Then. It runs through the 23rd of September. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's very nice to be here.
So you are an artist. You've done these installations that draw on architecture. You are an architect also. And your work addresses questions about American neighborhoods, demographics, racial issues. How did you come to these issues and decide to express them in your artwork?
Well, really, for me, it's just a matter of looking around the world and just sort of trying to figure things out for myself in a way. I mean, from the time I was a child, I think, I sort of asked questions about things like that, and I found that as I got older, that art was a really good way for me to explore those issues in a very personal kind of way. And so that's what a lot of this work is about, is just my looking around and just questioning and wondering, well, why is this situation the way it is, or what, how did something emerge in a way that's so embedded in our collective consciousness that we many times don't question it. So I thought I wanted to, you know, ask some questions about that.
When you talk about questions that are embedded in our consciousness or our unconscious, what specific kind of questions are you talking about?
Well, for instance, the piece that's titled There Goes the Neighborhood, 1950 to 2050, I, you know, grew up hearing that phrase, and its connotations were, I think they remain the same, that, you know, when a certain element moves into a neighborhood, that triggers a decline of an area. And so you just think, what in the world is that about? And so with that particular piece, I have two neighborhoods that I sort of created. I mean, they're sort of based on a model of maybe a child's train set. I mean, that kind of scale. I designed a little suburban neighborhood, and one of them is set in 1950. The other is projecting forward to 2050. And in the 1951, it's full of pastel-colored houses and babies, and the street pattern is made in the form of a quilt, sort of a patchwork quilt. And there's one dark house in the neighborhood, and that was just a sort of literalization of that phrase and that experience that was so powerful in that era, and to a certain extent it still is. And I'm ask myself, well, you know, the world is changing. There's going to be a shift in majority-minority populations by 2050. The tables are going to be turning, if not turned, and what are the implications of that?
So, and the truth is, we really have no idea.
No. That's why there's a big question mark over all of that.
I mean, it may be the same old, as we become more like a third-world country with a small ruling elite, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because your pieces give rise to questions about neighborhoods. And also, like, for me, it was questions about the 1950s, because the 1950s, one decade, so much reaction. It's like our culture has been responding to the 1950s ever since they happened.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's just phenomenal when you think about the technological changes that have occurred since then. It's just a completely different world in terms of information, communication, all of that. And yet these, you know, icons from that period still have such cultural potency in our world. It really does amaze me, and that's one reason that I drew on that, like in the, you know, the suburban houses, the picket fence, the Hostess cupcakes, and the Freedom of Choice piece. I mean, I don't think there's anyone in our country today, or I'd be hard-pressed to find one, who didn't have a sense of recognition at seeing those. And you think, well, these have been around a really long time, and they still are, and they still kind of grab our attention.
And you did an installation which is a table with place settings and glasses and cups and things all made of wax, including the Hostess cupcakes with the little, you can tell by the little spiral frosting thing, what they are. Why wax?
Well, I love beeswax, and that really came about, I became fascinated with beeswax. I started keeping bees about 7 years ago, And, of course, in that process, was handling wax a lot and just thought it was just such a remarkable material. And it was just so, you know, sort of beautiful and luminous. And I really liked the sort of dissonance between the beauty of the beeswax and the sort of, you know, banality of the cupcake and the styrofoam cup and the napkin. I like the tension that that created, you know, by casting those objects in that particular material.
Now, you have another piece in the room at the Wheelhouse Art Gallery, which is an arrangement of little porcelain baby heads, probably a little smaller than life size, of different colors, from almost white to dark brown, behind a picket fence, which is partly white and partly brown. And I am assuming they represent the different colors of people who live in this country.
Well, it's living in this country, but also the people who are wanting to come into this country.
Right.
So it's really representing just that sort of wave of populations, really from all over the world, who want to get in here and who have these barriers put in front of them. And, you know, in particular, the children at right now who are caught at the southern, you know, border because of just a whole, you know, constellation of terrible circumstances in their lives. And you just one look at that and wonder how, you know, how on earth could that happen? And yet it's right there in front of us, and there's no, you know, no easy solution or resolution to that. But I think they are just give such a poignancy to the experience of immigrants of any, you know, any age and any color when they're barred from being able to, you know, get into this country and start trying to create lives for themselves here.
So these are the questions that you've been asking and thinking about, and they're represented in your work. What is your hope for this work, for reaching people with it?
Well, I hope it does make people think about those issues, maybe question their own perspectives on it, and also I like to think there's a certain amount of humor in the work. You know, I mean, I think it's don't want to be too heavy-handed about this stuff, but I feel like there are issues that are out there and need to be addressed, and if it can just sort of promote a conversation, then I'm happy with that.
Margaret Denny's show is called Here and Now, Now and Then. It's at Wheelhouse Art at 418 Montezuma in Santa Fe. For more information, you can go to margaretdenny, DENNEY.com. I'll link to that on my website. And you can also go to wheelhouseart.com. Margaret, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you so much.